Today's Amud is Beitza Chavav Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chavheima Beis by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, Bechar Shenafel Abar, if a person has a Bechar that fell into a pit, so the halacha is that a firstborn male of certain types of animals, it's Kadosh, it's called a Bechar, the firstborn male. And so when we have a Beis HaMikdash, it gets brought as a carbon on the Mizbeach, and parts of it gets eaten by the Kohanim, by a Kohen. If it develops a mum, so then it can't be brought as a carbon. So then the halacha is it goes completely to the Kohen, and the Kohen could eat it wherever he wants, it still goes to the Kohen. But now no part of it gets brought onto the Mizbeach, the Kohen gets to eat it, and he could eat it wherever he wants. So now the halacha is that even if a Bechar has what seems to be a mum, a Kohen is not allowed to eat it until he first shows it to a Rav who's a Mumcha. He verifies that it's a Mum, that it's a permanent Mum. Once the Mumcha can verify that this is a permanent blemish, it's a permanent Mum, so then the Kohen can eat it wherever he wants. Nowadays we don't have a Beis HaMikdash yet, and so Stam always just goes to the Kohen, and the Kohen's not allowed to eat it until it develops a Mum. So now our mission is discussing a case where a person has a Bechar, and before Yom Tif, it already developed a Mum, but he never got the chance yet to show it to the Chacham. He never got the chance to show it to the Mumcha. So it developed a Mum before Yom Tif. He never showed it yet to the Mumcha. And then on Yom Tif, it fell into a pit. So now the Kohen would like to eat it for his Yom Tif Suda. So now he has to show it to a Mumcha in order to look at it. So that's the Shaila now. Now we have this Bechar that's in the pit. So what's the halacha? So it says the Mishnah, Bechar Shenafel Abar, on Yom Tov it fell into the pit. So Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Yered Mumcha V'yira. It's not a problem. The Mumcha will just go down into the pit, and he'll check it. He'll see if the Mum is Taka Kavua, if it's a permanent blemish or not. Now, Im Yesh Bay Mum, if a Taka is a Mum Kavua, so then Yale V'yishchay. So then the Kain could take it out of the pit, even though typically that would be considered a tircha, to take an animal, schlep it up out of a pit. That would normally be a tircha. If it's letzarech yamtiv, if it's to have it letzarech eichon nefesh for his yamtiv suda, so then it's mutter. So if the mumcha goes down, and he sees that takad has a mum, so then the kohen could take it out of the bar, and he could shechta, and he could have it for his yamtiv suda. Vimla, but if not, if it doesn't have a mum, so then it's a regular bechar, he's not even allowed to eat it, so then of course, lo yishchot, he can't shecht it, that's not even really a yamtif halacha, that's just stam kachim. In Hilchos Kachim, it's still has kedushas bechar, so he can't just go ahead and shecht it, because it has kedushas bechar, it doesn't have a mum. So that says Rabbi Yehuda, that that's the halacha, the mumcha goes down into the pit, and he checks to see, if it has a mum, and if it does, then great, the kohen could eat it. And if not, so then the kohen is not allowed to shecht it. Now, just now, it's important to point out, it'll be nageya when we get to the Gemara, that this was the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Stam Tano Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Rabbi Yehuda and all of Shas, is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Not to be confused with Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, that's Rabbeinu HaKadosh. No, Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Rabbi Yehuda in Shas, is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. So this is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Rabbi Shimon's Chaylik, and Stam Rabbi Shimon in all of Shas, is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So Rabbi Shimon Aimer, they know, that kol she'ein mumay nikr mi ba'oid yoim, ein ze min amuchan. If you never got the chance to show it to the mumcha before Yom Tif, so then you can't show it to the mumcha on Yom Tif. Ein ze min amuchan. Now, usually the Lashon ein ze min amuchan implies that the Tana is saying that it's a problem of muksa. It's not min amuchan, meaning it's a problem of muksa. Now, that cannot be the pshat over here in this machlaikas, because we know that we have a machlaikas in all of Shas, Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon less slay muksa, and Rabbi Yehuda is slay muksa. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds a muksa, and Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold a muksa. So it wouldn't make sense to say that the machlaikas over here in our mission is about muksa, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one being mekel, and Rabbi Shimon is being machmer. So akarchach, the machlaikas is something else, which the Gemara will explain what exactly that is. But again, so Rabbi Yehuda says that the mumcha could go down on Yom Tif and check to see if it has a mum. And Rabbi Shimon says that no, on Yom Tif, the mumcha is not allowed to go. He could only go and check it before Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, he's not allowed to check it. So it says the Gemara b'mayka miflugi. What's the machlekes? Because like we said, it can't be a machlekes about muksa. So what then is the machlekes? What's the reason Rabbi Shimon says that the mumcha is not allowed to check it on Yom Tov? So says the Gemara, inima b'rayin mumin kamifligi. Maybe you'll say that the machlekes is about whether or not a mumcha is allowed to check out a bechor on Yom Tov. Is he allowed to check to see if it has a mum? The Rabbi Yehuda savar rayin mumin b'Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, no problem. There's no malacha. There's no muksa. There's no yisurim involved. There's nothing wrong with a mumcha going to check to see if an animal has a mum, so it's mutter. Reb Shimon Savar, then no, ain't Ryan Mumin b'yamtif, then no, you're not allowed to check to see if it has a mum. And some of the Rishayim explain that the pshat in Reb Shimon, the reason why he says that a mumcha is not allowed to check out the bechor on Yom Tov, it's because it's Mechzik Mesakin, the good old Mechzik Mesakin that we've had already many times in this Mesechta, that if you have something that seems like it's Aser, you have this Bechor that the Kohen is, until he gets it checked, is not allowed to eat it. And then the Mumcha is going to check it, and he's going to say, yeah, it has a Mum and it's Mutter to eat. So that's Mechzik Mesakin, and therefore that's why Reb Shimon says that you're not allowed to show a Bechor to a Mumcha on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, if that's the machlekes, Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Shimon, the whole machlekes in our Mishnah just has to do with simply whether or not a mumcha is allowed to check out a bechor and Yom Tov, so then why do we have to have this whole complicated case of a bechor that fell into a pit? Just speak very simply about a case where a person has a bechor and he's not sure if the mum is kavua or not, so he shows that he wants to show it to the mumcha. Is he allowed to show it to the mumcha? Rabbi Yehuda says he's allowed to show it to the mumcha, and Rabbi Shimon says that no, you're not allowed to show it to the mumcha. Why do we have to speak about such a complicated case of bechor shenafel abar? So says the Gemara in Achanami, Be'etzem, you're right. We could have just spoken about a classic, typical case of whether or not a person could show his bechor to the mumcha. But says the Gemara, bechor shenafel abar tzrichale. We wanted specifically to talk about a case of a bechor that fell into a pit to bring out an extra chiddush. Because salka da'at chamina, what I could have thought to say is that mishum tzar bali chayim, that in order to prevent tzar bali chayim, you have this animal, this bechor, that's inside the pit. It's not very comfortable for the animal. So to prevent tzar bali chayim, I would have said that even if the mumcha goes into the pit and he sees that there's no mum, still I would have said li'arim velaske. He should do a harama and he should first take it out of the pit. Meaning he should first pretend, before he checks it, he should just say, oh yeah, it looks like maybe it has a mum, bring it out of the pit, then really check it, and this way, even if it doesn't have a mum, at least he got the animal out of the pit. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. We want to speak out that we don't give this heter. We don't give a heter of sar bali chayim to be ma'arim, to do a harama, to say that, oh yeah, it probably has the mum in order to take it out. Ki Rabbi Yehoshua, which is really something that Rabbi Yehoshua holds that we are allowed to do. Rabbi Yehoshua in a different context said that because of Tzar Bali Chaim, so we do a harama to get the animal out of the pit. And we'll speak about what that case is in a moment. Kamash Malan, that we know that we don't say it. So again, so the Gemara was asking that if the whole machlekes in our Mishnah was just about whether or not a mumcha is allowed to check out a bechor on Yom Tov, so just speak about a simple case of whether of a person who shows his animal to the mumcha. Why do we speak about a case of an animal that falls into a pit? So says the Gemara, the answer is, the reason why we spoke about a bechor falling into a pit was to bring out an extra chiddush that you cannot do a harama and pretend that, oh yeah, probably has a mum, to take it out of the bar and then check it. You're not allowed to do such a harama. Now, what was the harama that Rabbi Yehoshua said? So we're going to learn about it later on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. But Rabbi Yehoshua held also in a similar case where we had an animal that fell into a pit with its child, nothing to do with Bechor. Stam, a mother and the child animal fell into a pit. So now there's an Isser, Isay Vesbenay, a person's not allowed to eat the mother and the child on the same day. So on Yom Tov, this person wants to have some meat for his Yom Tov Suda, he's definitely not allowed to shecht both of these animals that are in the pit right now. Said Rabbi Yeshua, you could do a harama. You could take out the, let's say, the child, and you could say, oh yeah, I'm in the mood for the baby today. I want, we don't have so many people eating. We want a smaller animal. We'll shech the baby. They bring out the child animal, and then you say, oh, never mind, actually, I'm starting to think I'm really hungry. Maybe let's take out the mother. And you do a harama like that in order to get both animals out to prevent Sar Balei Chaim. That's what Rabbi Yeshua held. So the chiddush of our Mishnah is that we do not go like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yehuda holds not like Rabbi Yeshua, and you cannot do such a harama, and therefore if there's no mum, Yutaka can't shecht it. We'll ask the Gemara, Yahachi, if so, that was Rabbi Yehuda's whole chiddush. That's why we spoke about a bechar shenafel abar. So then, lo yishchait, why is the lashon of the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says, and if there's no mum, so then the kayin's not allowed to shecht it? That's not the chiddush. That's pashut. The chiddush is lo yalev yishchait mi ba'ilei. The whole reason why we spoke about this bechar that was nafel abar was to show us the chiddush that you can't take it out. So that should have been emphasized in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda should have said that if there's no mum, you cannot take it out of the bar. You can't be ma'arim. You can't do a harama to take it out of the bar. That's what you're telling me was the whole chiddush of the Mishnah. So then that should have been emphasized in the Mishnah. That Rabbi Yehuda should have said that if there's no mum, you can't be yalev yishchait. You can't take it out and shecht it. So says the Gemara, like tzricha da'avar ve'eske. No, really, like we said, everything's saying the same. You're asking Akasha, so why didn't Rabbi Yehuda say that you can't be Yalev Yishchayt? The answer is because the case of our Mishnah has another Chiddush. We're talking about a case where the person already took it out. So he wasn't supposed to do that. But he already took it out of the pit. So Salka died to Chamina, so now already I would have thought to say, so Lishchate, so he should Shecht it. Kamash Molan, then no, he's not allowed to Shecht it. Ask the Gemara, we're talking about a case now where there's no Mum. So if there's no mum, lishchate, how could you possibly think that you're allowed to shecht it? It's kachim, it has kedushas bechar. How could you shecht it? So, hatamu, it's a tam, it doesn't have a mum. So how could you possibly have thought that just because you took it out of the bar already, so now you should be allowed to shecht it? Says the Gemara, another detail that we didn't mention is that leitzricha denafa beimuma, because now it developed a mum. So the mumcha checked it in the bar. It didn't have a mum, kavua. He took it out, he did a harama to take it out, which he wasn't supposed to do. And now it developed a mum. After it got out, after it was taken out of the bar, itaka developed a mum. So now I would have thought to say, okay, now you're allowed to shecht it. Kamash malon the Mishnah, kamash malon Rabbi Yehuda, that no, if it didn't have a mum in the bar, so then you're not allowed to shecht it. Even though now it developed a mum. Ask the Gemara, what's the Chiddush? V'hamuksahu. Of course you can't eat it, because if it only develops a mum on Yom Tif, so then it's muksa, and Rabbi Yehuda holds a muksa. So why would you think that you could shecht it? So says the Gemara, el denafo be'mum ayvir me'erev Yom Tif. Now, the case is like this. On Erev Yom Tif, already it developed a mum. And therefore, we're not talking about something that's muksa, because it already developed a mum, an erev yom tif. Now, it wasn't a permanent mum, it was a mum oiver. Vahashta havale mum kavua. And then the mum got worse and worse, and on yom tif, it became a mum kavua. So at that point already, then already there's room for a havamina. The maudetema de daite ilave v'nishchate. So I would have thought to say that once he already took it out of the bar. So it's already out of the bar. It's already on top now. And now it developed a real mum kavua. So now I would have thought to say, being that his das was on it, because it had already had somewhat of a mum before Yom Tif, so I would have thought to say, so v'nishchate, that he should be allowed to shecht it. Kamash malon, that no, still he's not allowed to shecht it. Either because, that no, it is still considered muksa, being that it did not have a mum kavua going into Yom Tif, so therefore it is considered muksa. Or it could be stam, that we give him a kenas. That really, it could be that it's not muksa. It could be that once it already had somewhat of a mum, so now we don't say it's muksa. But kamash malon, that since he did the wrong thing by taking it out of the bar, he wasn't supposed to do that. He's not allowed to do the harama, and he did anyways, so we give him a kanas that he's not allowed to eat it on the Yom Tif. Says the Gemara Vayter. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Mamish, a similar machlekes to what we had in the Mishnah, but a little bit different, as we'll point out. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Bechar Tam Shenafel Abar, if you have a Bechar that did not have a Baal, that did not have a Mum, it was a Bechar Tam, and it fell into a pit on Yom Tif, so Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Aimer, Yeyreid Mumcha V'yira Em Yesh Baimum. Avira, that the mumcha should go down into the pit and check out the animal to see if it has a mum. Im yesh bay mum yala v'yishchay. So now if it has a mum, you should take it out and shecht it. V'em lav lo yishchay. And if not, then he's not allowed to shecht it, because then it still has kedushas b'char. So of course, he's not allowed to shecht it. So this is very similar to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that we had in our Mishnah, but like we pointed out before, this is not the same Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi. It was Stam Rabbi Yehuda. This we're talking about now in this Braisa, it's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. It's Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and so it's two different Tanayim. Not only is it two different Tanayim, it's really a different halacha, because there's a different, one extra word that we have in this Braisa that we didn't have in our Mishnah. Here, the Braisa doesn't say Bechar Shenafalabar, it says Bechar Tam Shenafalabar. The Braisa is speaking about a case where this animal did not have a mum going into Yom Tif. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi would tell you about such an animal. There's nothing to discuss. It's muksa. If it only develops a mum on Yom Tif, if it was completely a tam going into Yom Tif, so then there's no reason to even have a mumcha go down into the pit. There's nothing to talk about, because you're going to have a muksa issue. Because Rabbi Yehuda is Islay muksa. Rabbi Yehuda holds a muksa. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah didn't speak about a Bechor Tam Shenafalabar. He spoke about a Bechor Shenafalabar, because the Bechor already had a mum going into Yom Tif. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi apparently holds like Reb Shimon, the Leslay Muksa, and therefore he was able to discuss this halacha even with regards to a Bechor Tam, even though it didn't have a mum going into Yom Tif, still this halacha that Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi said in our Mishnah will apply to this Bechor Tam, because Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi doesn't hold a Muksa. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, if you have this Bechor Tam that falls into the pit, so the mumcha should go down into the pit. If it has a mum kavua, so then great, the kohen could take it out, and he could shechta, and he could have it for his Yom Tov Suda. If it doesn't have a mum, and again, the case will be like we said before, and he took it out anyways, and now it developed a mum, so still the halacha is lo yishchay, he's not allowed to shechta. So now this cannot be because of a problem of muksa, because clearly Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi doesn't hold the muksa, rather this must be because of a kenas. Being that he took it out of the bar when he wasn't supposed to, so therefore we give him a kenas, and he's taken not allowed to shecht it, even though now it has a mum. Amar loy Reb Shimon ben Menasia. Reb Shimon ben Menasia says to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, so again, this is not the same Reb Shimon as in our Mishnah, that was Reb Shimon bar Yochai, but this is Reb Shimon ben Menasia. So Reb Shimon ben Menasia says to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, that Harei Amru, that no, you're wrong, because they said, really referring to Reb Shimon bar Yochai's psak in our Mishnah, that Ein Rayin Mum in B'Yom Tif, that you're not allowed to check out a mum on Yom Tif. It's Mechzik Mesakin. There's an issue, Isser Durabanan, for a mumcha to check about mum on Yom Tif. So therefore, even though you don't hold a muksa, and therefore the muksa is not bothering you, there's another issue over here called Ein Rayan Mum in B'Yom Tif. So Ketzat, so what is the halacha according to Shimon bar Yochai? This is still Shimon ben Menasia or the Braisa talking, saying Ketzat. Now, what's the bottom line halacha Lefi Reb Shimon bar Yochai, who says that you're not allowed to check out a mum on Yom Tif? So it comes out like this. There's actually three different chilukim in terms of what the halacha could be. Case number one is Nailad by mum may erev Yom Tif. If the animal developed a mum on erev Yom Tif, so then ein mevakrin oisai be Yom Tif. The way Rashi explains that this means that l'chadchila you're not allowed to check it on Yom Tif. It's mechzik misakin, and therefore you're not allowed to check it out on Yom Tif. The mumcha is not allowed to take a look at it. B'di'eved, if he did, and he sees that it has a mum, so then it's going to be mutter, because this mechzik misakin isn't so strong. Because b'etzem, the person already knew going into Yom Tif that it had a mum. So it wasn't like it was muchzik by him so much that this Bukhar is usher to him. He already knew it had a mum, and maybe it's mutter. So we don't allow the mumcha to check it lechatchila, because there is an element of mechzik and mesakin if he says that yes, mutter, and he gives that stamp of approval. But being that it's not such a big change, because he already knew it had a mum going into Yom Tif, so b'di'evit will be okay. As opposed to case number two, nailoid by mum b'yom tif, if it only developed its mum on Yom Tif, So then Reb Shimon Omer aims at min hamuchan. So then Reb Shimon says that that's not min hamuchan, meaning then the mumcha is not allowed to check it out. Even b'di'evet it's going to be problematic because it's mechzik kemesakin. Because going into Yom Tov, it was completely aser, it was a tam, it was completely aser to the kain, and therefore if the mumcha makes it mutter on Yom Tov, that'll be mechzik kemesakin, and therefore that's going to be aser. V'shavin, and says the Braisa, concludes the Braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi and Rabbi Shimon Menasya and Rabbi Shimon Baruchai, everybody agrees, she'em noilad hu umuma imay she'zem min hamuchan. Meaning even Rashbi will agree that if an animal is born on Yom Tov and it's a Bechar, if a Bechar is born on Yom Tov and with the Bechar coming out of the mother, it has a mum, you see the Chacham, the Mumcha standing right there. And as the baby Bechar comes out, he paskins and he sees that it has a mum, so then everybody agrees, shezem and amuchan, and the mumcha is allowed to give a psak about the animal. And he's allowed to give a stamp of approval to say that, yes, this is taka mum kavua, and it's mutter to the kain to have it for his yamtif suda. And the reason for this is because, again, the whole issue in Isser that we were dealing with is Mechzik HaMesakin. So now, Mechzik HaMesakin is only going to apply in as much as we were holding until now that it was Asr, and the Mumcha now comes and he says, nope, it's Mutter. This animal, that the Bechar that was born on Yom Tov, so it never had a Cheskas Isser. As soon as it was born, the Mumcha saw that it had a Mum, that it had a Mum Kavua. So never, he's not taking it out of its original Isser. So since he's not taking it out of its original Isser, so therefore there's no Mechzik HaMesakin in this case, and therefore Reb Shimon ben Menasya and Reb Shimon bar Yochai, even they would agree that in such a case the Bechar is going to be mutter to the kain, even on Yom Tov, for him to enjoy for his Yom Tov Suda.